I hope you deliver, man. This far.
Guy's name is Tomek. Tomek.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, hi. This is this Tomek?
Hello.
Hello, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Hi, this is Tomek, correct? This is Clayton.
Yes. Hi, Clayton. Yes. How are you?
Hello. Hi, I'm fine. And yourself?
Awesome.
Yeah, so what we're going to do right now, I'm on the call with my boss. His name is Rick. What he's going to do is he's going to give you a brief overview of what the app is designed to do, and then from there we'll have some questions for you.
Okay.
Yeah, so just to give you an overview, so we're a small tech company, and we're putting together an app to help small businesses, you know, like electricians, run their business through their phone, basically. So the features of the app would be probably the most important for a lot of people is generating leads. That is finding people who need your service and matching them up. So we qualify those leads. So you won't get any calls about plumbing. You won't get any calls about construction. You only get electrical work.
Mm-hmm.
People that are interested in that exact service. Additionally, the app will kind of store and manage your contact and customers. Send out invoicing, process payments, credit cards, send out reminders, alerts via SMS, email, and scheduling your day and appointments that you have, and GPS. So if they're coming to you, they'll have directions, turn-by-turn directions, or if you're going to them, you'll have turn-by-turn directions and also give them an ETA of arriving. So I think Clayton has some questions for you we're looking for.
Okay, before that, can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
So can I share this app with my guys, with my employees, so as far as
yes.
the GPS scheduling
yes.
and all?
Yeah.
Right. There
okay.
will be sort of a system of manager and technicians type setup. So
okay.
that you as the manager will be able to manage your different technicians and monitor them and record their performance.
Okay.
As well as an individual kind of loan, you know, a service provider, you know, single
how
man.
How about, let's say, check-in and check-out time for them?
Yes. That's information that we're interested in gathering from you is sort of features that you would like to see in the app.
Right. Okay.
So Clayton has those
okay.
questions lined up for him.
Okay. So the first question I have here, for you here is when you think about your typical day, what would you like to see improved? For example, would you like to get more leads, which is new clients? Would you like help with scheduling? Would you like help with marketing? Or would you like help with invoicing?
Well, with the invoices, I have my software. I'm using it. I'm pretty happy with it, but I'm willing to try your app too. But the most thing that I really need is like managing my people, anything that can help managing them. As far as if the app allows me to have them checking, let's say at 8 a.m., they checked in at a certain job, and they
yes.
check out time, let's say at 5 or 6 p.m., and they can put a note in there that what they did and what was done at the job, that would be awesome.
Okay, so check-in time, let's give me 1 second. Okay. How many technicians do you have? How many employees?
I have 4 technicians, and about each of them have 1 or 2 helpers that help them on job sites.
Okay,
so let's say about 6, 7,
eight,
and
eight,
I have temporary guys too. If the job is big, I bring them. They're part-time.
Okay. Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, let's see here. So as far, how are you currently getting your leads? How are you getting your new clients?
I'm mostly working with contractors, real estate investors, and management companies. And with investors, I'm a real estate investor myself, so it's pretty much my connections. And this electrical company is mainly my dad's company, and I'm helping him to manage all that.
Okay.
So I pretty much covered the acquisition part of the business, and he does the job sites.
Okay, so you don't provide any of the service. You just pretty much manage everything and oversee the jobs and things of that sort?
Yeah, just managing them.
Okay. All right, let's see here. And in the event that we're providing you with leads, what would be the best way for us to provide you with leads? For example, would you like leads via call, email, or text? Which do you prefer?
Well, phone calls first, text message second, and email third.
Yeah. Okay.
The fastest way is phone calls. I just pick up the phone and answer any service they need, and I schedule an appointment.
Okay. Now, as far as charging for leads, as far as getting leads, would you like direct calls from the client, or would you like them to be pre-screened? For example, we can send you a cold call lead that may or may not convert and charge you $1 to $5 per lead, or we can answer the call for you, book the client, confirm the date, and charge you a small commission between 10 to 15% per lead. Which would you prefer?
10-15% of the invoice or of the, let's say,
the
profit?
Yeah, the invoice. Yeah, so what we would do is we would go ahead and charge the client for you. I mean, the total profit, though, not the total invoice, actually the profit. So
yeah.
We would confirm the client for you, take the call, find out what the issue is, book a date, set up everything, make sure that they're charged, and charge you 10 to 15%. Or would you like to pay for? Okay, that would be more.
Yeah, screening is better. And do you want to get the permission when I get the job, or let's say
after the service has been completed and the payment has been made.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let's do that.
Okay. And what are you using to schedule your clients right now? Are you using any apps for scheduling?
Not for scheduling. I have my note in my iPhone. That's what I'm using. And pretty
using
much
your notes?
Yeah,
notes
just my notes. I'm not using it. I used to use Podio, but I'm not sure if you know about Podio. It's a free system.
You said Podio?
Podio, yeah. It's an online software, and it's free. And it works pretty good,
okay.
But once you get busy, the steps are a little bit long. You know, so
okay.
It's way easier for me to just take a note.
Okay. Let's see here. And marketing, are you currently marketing or paying for marketing?
I'm doing offline marketing, and I have my guy making cold calls to management companies and contractors.
Okay. And for that marketing, how much are you paying for month? You got it, you know, as far as like calling, are you, you know, paying monthly, or is it just part of the salary?
I'm paying per commission. It's 10% per job. If the job is big, 10 to 15%.
Okay. And would you like help with social media marketing?
Yeah, as far as Facebook and Instagram, yes.
Okay. And would you like a daily conversational advertisement? And are you willing to pay, let's just say, $1 per post to where an ad is posted for you daily?
How does that work? Can you explain more?
So what it is that there's a post that would be posted for you daily. So let's just say you called me on Wednesday and say, hey, Clayton, I want to post an ad for Thursday. You know, see how many leads I can generate. And it would just be a dollar, and it'd probably generate maybe a couple of calls for you on that day.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And how are you currently invoicing your clients?
There is an app. It's called Invoice Simple.
It's called Invoice.
Invoice Simple. Yeah, if you check in the app.
Oh, Simple.
Store,
okay, Invoice Simple. Yeah.
It's an orange icon.
Okay. And how much are you paying for that per month? Is that free?
No, I think it was $55 per year, if I'm not mistaken.
$55 per year?
Yeah. Unlimited invoices, and they have a place that you can put your logo in there.
And let me ask you this. Do they charge you a small commission?
No, they don't charge anything.
A percentage? They don't charge you
It's $55? Just $55 or $59 a year.
Okay. And let's see here. Would you have any interest in a mini CRM? A CRM is like a customer relations management. So what it does, it actually keeps the tracks of all your clients, past and present, and all of the services you provided for them, the invoicing, prices, and it pretty much just keeps all of your clients in one funnel instead of you having to, you know, have to look them up on your phone, but everything, it would all be provided for you in the app.
Yes. What's the
Would you be willing to pay, let's say, $10 a month for that?
$10 a month, that's $120 a year. It's a little bit high, but I will test it. I will consider it, yes.
Okay. Okay, now, as far as our application, what we're trying to do is we're trying to figure out what would be the best way to charge. Would it make more sense for us to charge you a monthly fee for the app, and that monthly fee would be able to opt into all of the features? So you would go on there, you'd be able to go on there and get leads, you'd be able to go on there and use the CRM, you would also be able to go on there and request marketing. So we'll pretty much do everything for you. Would you prefer a monthly charge or a yearly charge? And how much do you feel like that would be worth to you? If you could do every single thing from an application and they would provide you with customers, it would manage your customers, it would help you with scheduling, it would help you with marketing.
Yeah. Well, I would like to get charged yearly, not monthly, because
yearly?
I have lots of expenses every month, so... I'd rather just pay one fee every year. I know this is my fee every year to operate it.
And how much do you feel like that would be worth to you on a yearly basis?
Well, if it's everything automated for me, I'm willing to pay more for it, maybe $100 a year or even more. It depends on the service that I get. If it makes everything very easy for me, I don't need to do anything just to plug in, I'm willing to pay more.
See, what our plan is, what our ultimate goal and plan is to save you as much time as possible. I know right now you said you're not providing the service, but the more time that you have to, you know, be able to book other clients, we want you to get more clients and, you know, be able to provide more service and save you as much time as possible. That's our ultimate goal.
Yeah. And my job, my daily job is to meet potential clients, meet with people. And if there's a way that I can, record all those people that I meet daily, not all of them convert, but let's say I can record their name, their phone number, their email address, and put, let's say, a reminder, a follow-up reminder for next month.
Okay.
And the app reminds me the next month. That would be great, too.
Yeah, that's what the CRM does as well, too. The CRM will be able to send blast emails to your clients, like when you're offering a specials or, you know, just to check up with them and see if they need anything. So, yeah, it's definitely going to be able to send reminders to all of your clients.
Okay.
Let's see here. Now, is there anything that our app could do for you that would save you more time? besides what we discussed already?
That was pretty much it. If I can insert pictures, invoices, estimates, follow-up reminders, names, addresses, automated emails sent that you said, yeah, that's pretty much all I need.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how are you guys going to pre-screen the leads? Do you have people that make calls or answer calls?
What we're trying to do is we are also offering a dispatching service. And what the dispatchers will do is, like I said, they'll answer all your calls. They'll go ahead and they'll book the appointments for you and pretty much just send you a text message. Well, it'll be put in your schedule. You know, they say, hey, you know, Tomek, are you free Thursday at 1 o'clock? If your schedule is open, we'll put you in that schedule for 1 o'clock. And the only thing you guys have to do is just provide the service. You would go ahead and hand that job off to one of your technicians. Yeah, and everything is done for you.
Okay. So for that, I would like to receive text message, not calls.
Okay.
I received text message from, let's say, one of your guys, and they booked the time for me, let's say, this coming Monday. And I say, yes, I can go, or no, reschedule.
Yes. And how many clients do you say you guys service per day?
As far as new jobs, we're getting 2 to 3 new jobs every day.
2 to 3 new clients. And do you have, like, recurring clients? Do most of your clients return for service?
Yes, pretty much more than 80% are referrals and return clients.
Okay. Whoa, let's see, give me 1 second. So there's nothing else you can think of as far as a service that's not out there or a feature that we could add that would help your day-to-day?
No, that's it.
So the main thing you want to do, I mean, your main focus with using our app would be for us to book jobs for you and for you to just pretty much just pay a percentage. That would be the easiest thing for you?
Yeah, just scheduling, making appointments, and I'm happy to pay a commission.
Yeah, okay. And have you ever used any apps before to run your business? Are you using, like, QuickBooks or anything like that?
Yes, I'm using QuickBooks for my other business. And there was some other advertising places like Home Advisor and places like that, but I never got there. They never benefited me. They just charged me, so.
Yeah, we've heard that.
It's like they sending one customer, one potential client to 10 contractors, to 10 electricians. That's not just me. So
it's like a bidding war, right? It's a bidding war.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see here. And then our app will also have the option of you to be able to sync with QuickBooks. That way you can add all of your previous invoices and, you know, all that stuff would all be on the application as well.
Oh, good. Very good.
Okay. All right, so we pretty much have everything we need here. But you do sound like a very knowledgeable person about the business, and you sound like you're definitely doing a great job running your business. So we definitely want to stay in touch with you, and we'll probably be in touch with you within the next maybe month or so here, because our plan is to launch at the beginning of the year. So is it okay for us to give you a call back? That way we can pick your brain and make sure we find out specifics about the services you offer and the areas that you cover?
Yeah, no problem. Anytime. Just send me a text message and we can schedule a time to talk.
Okay, awesome. Now, we do want to make sure that you're paid for your time for spending with us. So who should we make out the check to, and where should we mail it to?
I can text you my information, my business name, and the address, and you can mail me to check.
Please. All right, awesome. Please go ahead and send me that information over. I'll be waiting for that, and we'll go ahead and get that sent out to you as soon as possible.
Okay. Thank you very much. And
thank
good
you
luck
so much
to you
for your time. You've been a great help. Thank you.
Of course. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.